Laura Lopez is part of Vida's Comité Vida and Vida's legal services. Laura, good morning to you.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Glad to have you here. It's an amazing outpouring, isn't it, across the country and in many cases across party lines on this issue of separating parents from their kids?
It definitely is. It's something that has been bringing communities together that since the election and prior have had very hard time communicating.
Yes, indeed. And of course, you know, some people, what do you say to the folks who say, you know, if people from other countries would just go through the process of coming into the U.S. legally, we wouldn't have this issue?
Well, one of the issues is that the people are presenting themselves at the border, which is one of the procedures, asylum. I think immigration law is as complex as our tax law. And one of the things people don't quite seem to understand is refugees are people outside of their countries seeking safety. Asylum are people who have presented themselves at our borders who are also seeking refuge. And so it's two processes, but the people have to meet the same definition of persecution, of being unable to find safety in their own home countries. One set of people just happen to have been able to get to our borders to seek this legal service process.
And what's different now as opposed to, say, 3 or 4 or 5 years ago when it comes to how these immigrants are treated and their families?
One of the main differences is that under the Obama administration, we had executive policies that had priorities of who would be detained, who would be released. And one of them included, for example, having women who are nursing as those who are eligible or have more grounds for being released on bond, or what we call bond in immigration or bail, so that they can continue their procedures. But under the new administration, there are no more priorities. There are no more grounds of consideration, but for whether somebody can be believed to be coming back to court or not. And if that's the only grounds, then we as a nation have lost consideration for our humanity. I think that's one of the biggest issues, is that our policies are no longer there. It's just arbitrary. No, you're not leaving, and no, we're not accepting you. No, there's just a lot of negativity in times of crisis, because people are coming out of crisis.
And it sounds like two things are happening right now, Laura. One is that just moments ago, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, defending the administration's policies, she insisted that children who have been separated from their parents at the border are getting good care. And she says the administration is enforcing laws that have been passed by Congress. And on the other hand, you have First Lady Melania Trump and former First Lady Laura Bush talking about this issue and saying that the government needs to have some heart when it comes to a circumstance like this. But it's hard to avoid the groundswell of support that's happening across the country.
It is, and there is no policy but for what each administration decides to do. So there is no law that requires family separation. And so I think when they're citing to policy, that's one thing. But when they're citing to law, it's quite another, because it's not law.
Is it possible, do you think, Laura, that given the amount of conversation that's being had about this issue across the country and across the world, that might motivate the U.S. Congress and to do something about, you know, changing immigration laws to a more moderate stand?
I think it's going to be very difficult, because one of the positions is that we don't want to use the people that are most vulnerable as bargaining chips to get into a moderate position. So I think at this time, it's getting them to push policy. And so to push policy, we need to reach Homeland Security Chief Nielsen. We need to reach Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Something that is more immediate is getting them to establish policies like there were under the Obama administration, to at least get that started. Because if we wait for these conversations, these bargaining chip bullet points, we're not going to get a legislation in time to save these families from being separated.
And to your understanding, Laura, how long could these kids be separated from their parents?
Some of them may never be reunited with the parent, because if the parent is unable to get out on bond, meaning if you're able to get out on bond, you can have an ankle bracelet, you can pay a minimum of $1,500. So if families are coming with nothing, how are they going to be able to bail themselves out unless they have a sponsor? So it could really mean for some a couple of months. It could mean for others not being reunited with their parent and hopefully being in the foster home, and if not in group homes. So it may mean for some not until their parents go through their court system. And even then, it's hard to say.
Well, we'll keep posted on this issue. Thanks for taking a local spin on it. We appreciate that, Laura. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
That's Laura Lopez, part of VDAS, Legal Services in Sonoma County.